The so-called particle image velocimetry is suitable for visualizing the velocity field of an instationary flow. The method is based on the idea to put fine particles in a fluid and to compare successive images with each other. Then, the velocity of each particle is determined with the covered distance and the past time. In the experimental setup of the method, one uses a pulsed laser to create sharp video images of the moving particles. Two successive images are processed so that the velocity can be determined with the past time and the covered distance, here delta x. One can illustrate exemplarily the procedure with the shown experiment. In an image, one observes a particle at the position r1 at the time t1. After the time delta t, one sees on the successive image that the particle has covered the distance delta r1. One obtains the velocity at the position r1, which can be illustrated with a vector. To obtain an image of the total velocity field, the procedure must be repeated for many particles several times. Finally, one obtains a vector map of the flow velocity field that varies in space and time. To show the spatial dependence of the velocity field, each point of the flow is colored according to the absolute value of the velocity. One observes that the absolute value of the velocity varies in space. This means that the gradient of the square of u is generally not zero. In the next step, one compares the directions of the velocity at two different positions r1 and r2. One sees also that the direction varies in space. Further, the velocity varies in time at the position r2. For instance, the partial time differentiation is not zero according to the instationary flow. Here is the velocity in a vector diagram at equidistant points in time. The important observations can be compared with the theoretical description of a flow by the Navier-Stokes equation. To set up the equation of motion for an infinitesimal volume element of a viscous fluid, first one starts with the Newtonian axiom. On the left side of the equation, different forces are part of the total force F. The pressure force, the gravitational force and the viscous force. The total time differentiation of the velocity on the right side, called substantial acceleration, can be splitted in two addends. The partial time differentiation for the time dependence of the velocity u at a certain position and a term for the spatial variation, which can be splitted again in two parts. The first depends on the absolute value of the velocity, and the second depends on the direction. All parts of the substantial acceleration play a role in the shown turbulent flow.